Happy birthday, KULP. Or as Ignacio Vallejo has been announcing for the last half century, Feliz cumpleaños, KULP. And as Hugo Shevchik used to say on the old Daily Check Hour, Vesele Narazanini. And as Herbert Aberjahr-Klesel would say on his German hour, Frohlicher Geburtstag. You know, my mentor, Kulp Kruger, founded KULP, using his first name, Kulp, as our call letters, on the premise that we should always be first in public service. And on this 50th anniversary of KULP, Kulp, I think back to how I tried to fulfill that KULP mission for almost two decades, from 1949 until 1968, when I left KULP to enter the public relations field. KULP was fun, challenging, and exciting. One of my most difficult and life-threatening duties was to keep KULP on the air back in 1961 when Hurricane Carla hit El Campo with its 100-mile-per-hour force. It knocked down our 200-foot transmitter tower, but thank God it didn't fall on me in the transmitter building, or shack, as we called it, where I'd been keeping listeners informed thanks to an emergency gas generator ever since power lines and telephone lines had gone down at our downtown studios where we're broadcasting now. I had grabbed up some records and news information and drove out through that terrible weather to the transmitter site when the eye of Carla had given a momentary calm before hitting El Campo with all its might. And good old faithful engineer Joe Miller and I set up a temporary tower by stringing out, like a clothesline, some wire to keep us broadcasting emergency messages all throughout Hurricane Carla's Sunday and Monday destruction. KULP has always been the sound of service. We do remote broadcasts from everywhere and anywhere. The Louise Hour every Saturday with Sonny Barsh and the KULP Rhythm Boys. The Eagle Lake Show. The Columbus Hour. Picnics, picnics, picnics all over our listening area. And from a Wharton restaurant where Fidel Castro, even fresh from his Cuban Revolution, received a Wharton quarter horse from Johnny Ferguson at Mackey. Our affiliation with Gordon McClendon, the old Scotchman's Liberty Broadcasting System, brought Major League Baseball games every day. And, of course, there was General Douglas MacArthur's famous farewell speech, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away." The down-home voice of Wharton County's most colorful and famous sheriff, T.W. Buckshot Lane, who gave a crime report live every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. from the jail. Everybody was tuned in to hear Buckshot. His colorful style was later featured in Life magazine when he launched his Bucks for Buck fundraising drive to buy an airplane so he could modernize his fight against crime. And of course, El Campo's pioneer doctor, A.L. Doc Lincecum, with his clipped British accent, brought big-name guests to his Flowers for the Living program over KULP, and Doc's weekly visits from Nightingale Hospital was another feature. So was the Sunday Morning Coffee Class, a non-denominational gathering of prominent men at the old USO Center. And then there was KULP's coverage of Kulp Kruger's Governor for a Day, when Senator Kruger, as governor of Texas that day, literally moved the state's government to downtown Evans Park, concluding with the first annual All Nations Festival. It was a lot of fun. I chaired that for several years. There were poignant moments, too, like announcing the assassination of President John F. Kennedy just the day after I and my family had shaken his hand and Jackie's in Houston. I'm proud and happy to celebrate KULP's 50th birthday and to have lived here for most of that time, with the exception of my Marine Corps duties during the Korean War. And so I want to say congratulations and God bless you, KULP.